Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Dr. Nazmi Basin, Dubai emerges as a global leader in aesthetic medicine. Led by renowned plastic surgeon, Dubai is establishing itself as a global hub for aesthetic medicine, with Dr. Nazmi Basin at the forefront. In 2023, Dubai performed over 50,000 aesthetic procedures, generating $2.5 billion. Dr. Basin, with 25 years of experience, specializes in breast augmentation, tummy tucks, and more. Dubai's appeal lies in its clinical excellence, privacy, and cultural accessibility, attracting patients from the GCC region. With over 691,000 medical tourists visiting in 2023, contributing AED $1 billion directly to healthcare, Dubai's plastic surgery sector is thriving. Supported by initiatives like D33, Dubai aims to double its GDP and become a global innovation hub. Advanced infrastructure, AI diagnostics, and social media influence are shaping Dubai's aesthetic preferences, making it a leading destination for personalized cosmetic procedures.
Visory Health wins gold at the 2025 Digital Health Awards. Visory Health, a leading patient-first health tech platform, has won gold in the 2025 Digital Health Awards Web-Based Resource Tool category. The platform offers a prescription discount card to help individuals access affordable healthcare. This recognition highlights Visory Health's consumer-focused digital solutions, especially for underserved communities. Users can access the discount card on the web, mobile, or request a physical card for flexibility. The platform's real-time pricing tool allows users to compare prices at different pharmacies. Visory Health aims to democratize healthcare access and simplify prescription navigation. Consumers can save up to 80% on medication costs by downloading the Visory Health app or visiting their website.
Felix announces $9 million Series A financing to advance FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. Felix Corporation, a biotechnology company, has announced a successful $9 million Series A funding round to advance the FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. The funding was co-led by a major American pharmaceutical company and Beyond Next Ventures, Inc., with additional participation from Japan Science and Technology Agency and existing investors. This investment will accelerate the development of FLQ-101, a treatment designed to enhance retinal vascularization and protect against inflammation. The Phase 1b/2 study is set to begin in the summer of 2025 in the United States. Felix plans to use the funds to expand its teams, achieve key milestones, and strengthen research initiatives. Biomed news breaks. Origenix Inc., NYS American, OGEN, announces $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. Origenix Inc., a developer of intranasal pharmaceuticals for neurological disorders, has announced a $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. The offering includes up to 800,000 shares of Series H convertible preferred stock and accompanying warrants priced at $25 per unit. Each warrant allows purchase of an additional preferred share at $25, with preferred shares convertible into common stock at $2.50. The gross proceeds could total $20 million, supporting ONP2 concussion trials, R&D, repayment of a $3 million bridge note, and general corporate needs. The closing is expected on or about July 2, 2025, with Dawson James Securities, Inc. acting as the sole placement agent. For more information, visit origenixwebsite.origenix.com.
Research finds that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria. Research has found that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria in the gut, impacting the body's inflammatory system. A new preclinical study has revealed the specific effects of pesticide compounds on microbes in the human digestive system. These findings could be valuable for R&D teams at Solugenics Inc., SNGX, as they work on developing the next generation of treatments. This research highlights the importance of understanding the impact of pesticides on gut health and inflammation. For more information, visit biomedwire.com. New research from Employee Benefit News explores the state of healthcare from the perspectives of both employees and employers. Employee Benefit News releases its State of Healthcare Survey 2025, sponsored by Quantum Health, offering insights into how employers and employees approach healthcare benefits. The report highlights a potential disconnect between employer and employee perspectives on health and wellness offerings as costs rise. Employers are scaling back benefits in response to cost pressures and shifting employee expectations. Data and trust gaps complicate benefit strategies, challenging assumptions on decision-making trust. Communication is crucial for employee engagement with healthcare options. Trust emerges as a make-or-break factor in a high-pressure market. Healthcare benefits remain important for employee satisfaction and value for employers. The report aims to help employers optimize benefits value and improve satisfaction and outcomes. For more insights on trust, aligning communication with employee preferences, and the impact of cutting back on offerings, download the full report at the Employee Benefit News website. Biomed News Breaks, NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, added to four Russell indexes in 2025 reconstitution. NutriBand Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, has been added to four Russell indexes in the 2025 reconstitution. This includes the Russell Microcap, Russell Microcap Growth, Russell 3000E, and Russell 3000E Growth Indexes. CEO Gareth Sheridan sees this as a reflection of market recognition and momentum behind the company's Aversa pipeline, specifically Aversa Fentanyl, with potential peak annual U.S. sales ranging from $80 million to $200 million. The Russell Indexes, maintained by FTSE Russell, benchmark around $10.6 trillion in assets and are widely used by investment managers and institutions. NutriBand is focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, with its lead product being an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch utilizing Aversa technology. For more information, visit NutriBand's website.
Dynamic Global Events presents the 6th Clinical Trial Agreement Summit. Dynamic Global Events is excited to announce the 6th Clinical Trial Agreement Summit happening in Philadelphia on August 25th to 22. The summit will cover topics such as negotiating budgetary restraints, protecting intellectual property, and reducing risks in indemnification and subject injury. Attendees can expect panel discussions, fireside chats, solo presentations, and networking opportunities with industry stakeholders. Over 30 expert speakers from organizations like Merck, Pfizer, and Takeda will be sharing their insights. To learn more about this event, visit the Dynamic Global Events website. InvestorWire is a communications platform that specializes in press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering various services to help companies reach their target audience effectively. Seven Hope Alliance responds to misinformation in Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-hydroxymitragynine, 7-OH, in The Hill. Seven Hope Alliance, a nonprofit group dedicated to responsible access to 7-hydroxymitragynine, 7-OH, responds to Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-OH in The Hill. Scientific advisor Dr. Michelle Ross corrects key inaccuracies, clarifying that 7-OH is a naturally occurring compound, not a synthetic opioid. Research shows 7-OH has a ceiling effect on euphoria, similar to buprenorphine, and does not pose the same risks as synthetic opioids. Dr. Ross emphasizes the importance of continued exploration and responsible regulation of 7-OH, highlighting its potential as a harm reduction tool. Seven Hope urges lawmakers to engage with the science and lived experiences of those who rely on 7-OH for pain relief and stability.
American Heart Association announces new volunteer leaders for 2025-26. The American Heart Association has announced its new volunteer leadership for fiscal year 2025-26. Lee A. Shapiro, J.D., a Florida-based financial expert, will serve as the volunteer board chairperson, while Stacey E. Rosen, D. Faha, a New York City-based cardiologist, will be the new volunteer president. Shapiro, a managing partner at Sevenwire Ventures, brings extensive industry experience and will oversee the governance of the association. Rosen, a leading expert in women's cardiovascular health, will focus on advancing heart health for all. Additionally, Robert H. Swan, MBA, of Menlo Park, California, has been named the new volunteer treasurer, responsible for managing the association's funds and securities. With strong leadership in place, the American Heart Association continues its mission to ensure health and hope for everyone, everywhere.
GeoVax to raise approximately $6 million of gross proceeds in public offering. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced a public offering to raise approximately $6 million in gross proceeds. The offering involves the sale of 9.2 million units, each consisting of one share of common stock and warrants to purchase additional shares. The company will issue warrants to purchase up to 18.5 million shares at 65 cents per share with a five-year term. Roth Capital Partners is the exclusive placement agent for the offering. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The closing is expected around July 2, 2025, pending customary conditions. GeoVax is a biotechnology company developing vaccines against infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers, with ongoing clinical trials for COVID-19 and oncology treatments.
The Healer's Blueprint, inside the towering life work of Dr. Karen Frank Barney. Dr. Karen Frank Barney, a renowned occupational therapist, professor, and reformer, has dedicated over three decades to reshaping the field of occupational therapy with compassion and science. Her latest accomplishment includes the release of a second edition of her textbook, Challenging Traditional Healthcare Approaches. Despite her age, Dr. A. Barney continues to collaborate on projects aimed at addressing public health challenges. Her revolutionary model for reentry rehabilitation focuses on restoring purpose and offering empathy to incarcerated individuals. Dr. Barney's vision extends beyond correctional facilities, advocating for accessibility, healing, and second chances in various community settings. As she continues to craft new research projects, she envisions a future where healthcare teams work in harmony to address systemic public health inequities. Dr. Karen Frank Barney's legacy as a healer, reformer, and visionary is a testament to her unwavering commitment to transformation and betterment.
Presidio Endoscope enables first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery in the Gambia. Presidio, a leader in advanced surgical visualization technology, proudly announces that its state-of-the-art endoscope was foundational to the first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery successfully performed in the Gambia. This landmark procedure, part of the recent Harvard-Banjul mission trip, was led by Dr. Tim Smith of Harvard Medical School and Dr. John Jabang of Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital. The donation of Presidio's endoscope system enabled a critical turning point in surgical capability for the nation, allowing for advanced procedures that were previously not possible. The mission also focused on sustainable investments, developing a national neurosurgery training program, and building infrastructure for long-term progress. The transformative impact of this collaboration was deeply felt by both the visiting team and the Gambian medical professionals, showcasing the power of innovative tools in advancing patient care worldwide. This school banned cell phones 6 years ago. Teachers and many kids couldn't be happier. San Mateo High School in California implemented a complete ban on cell phones in 2019, with students locking their phones in yonder pouches during school hours. Teachers and administrators embraced the program, citing improved focus in class. Some students tried to bypass the ban, but many, like junior Lulu Bertolina, found it easier to make friends without phones. Experts support such bans, citing mental health benefits. Studies show an increase in passing grades and a decrease in behavioral referrals after implementing cell phone bans. San Mateo's success has led to a growing trend, with more schools and states considering similar policies. While the ban comes with financial costs, Educators believe the benefits of reduced distractions and improved focus outweigh the expenses.
Q&A with Jennifer Krishka, Director of Philanthropy at Alzheimer's Community Care. Jennifer Krishka, Director of Philanthropy at Alzheimer's Community Care, brings over 20 years of nonprofit leadership to ACC. She oversees donor cultivation, event strategy, and community partnerships to fuel ACC's mission. With 85% of every dollar going directly into services like adult daycare and advocacy, philanthropy is vital. Upcoming events include a cocktail reception on November 18th and Hearts of Hope luncheon on February 6th, honoring community leaders and supporting families facing dementia. ACC provides comprehensive, person-centered care for patients and caregivers, focusing on safety, dignity, and compassion. To get involved, volunteer at adult day centers, participate in outreach, or advocate for the cause. Visit allscare.org for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.